All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual who's coming off of an impressive British bantamweight title defense against Aaron McCallum, doing so at BKB 32, and that transpired May the 21st, and very exciting Road to Thailand tournament coming up, a four-man field, which will all be decided at BKB 33 on July 29th, and one of the individuals within all of that is Scott McHugh, and very excited to have him on the show today. How's everything going there, man?
Yeah, all good. I've had an absolute solid camp as always, but I've spiced it up a little bit for this camp because my dream is to go to Thailand and fight there, so I'll do everything to get there.
Yeah, so what have you done differently this time out? I'm curious to get some more insights on that.
I've started a complete new gym now, called Oster Boxing Gym. They train the elite professional boxers down there, you know, and I'm training every single day, twice a day. I've done a lot more strength conditioning in this camp, more sparring, more technical work, and also I've had a proper good diet plan as well. So yeah, because I'm going up a little bit, so it's all going to be a lot different, and I'll be a completely different fighter. And as well, I've had to train for like four people, you know, for four different game plans, so I'm ready for anything what comes on the 29th.
I mean, that's definitely interesting to hear, though, because it seems like over the years you've gotten in some great work with, like, CLS Fight Team, Team LMA, and, I mean, Kennelly's Gym, I saw you were getting in some work at there, and I mean, could really go on. So it's very exciting that you're learning from this new space and garnering new skills there too.
Well, I do go to different gyms, you know, sparring, but this time I've just stuck with the gym I'm training at. Like, I'm sparring, like, you know, like really good pro boxers, professional boxers out of Leeds. So and I'm sparring Reece Murray Thursday down there. I've been sparring John Collier, you know, I've been sparring some decent people. But like I say, anything what comes to me in this prize fighter, they're all getting it, you know. There's no stone unturned anywhere for this camp.
And that's interesting. I feel like you kind of answered one of my questions there, because like when I talk to certain bare knuckle boxers, they'll kind of like curate their sparring to either work with like normal Queensbury rules glove sizes, or like some bare knuckle fighters even work in the MMA gloves to kind of replicate the range in like a sparring context a little bit more. It sounds like you're one of the guys who's kind of rocking the bigger gloves when you're sparring. Is that the case?
No, I spar in, you know, I've even sparred Ricardo Franco in my camps in MMA gloves, you know. We do spar in the 7-ounce gloves, but I've had that many bare knuckles now. I know my range and my distance anyway, you know. I condition my hands, so I don't really need to spar in the MMA gloves anymore, because it doesn't really bother me, you know. I'd rather be safe in a spar than, you know, the MMA gloves, because they are a bit brutal, like. They're all right for say, you know, your timing and, like you say, the distance, but I'm used to all that now, you know, in the bare knuckle side, so it's not really a thing I do as much now for sparring in the MMA gloves.
Yeah, fair enough, and it seems like you've developed such a great fight IQ, like, not just through your own competitive endeavors, but I did rattle off some of the, like, spaces you've worked at, like, just some of the names of past training partners like Rico Franco and Jimmy Sweeney and James Kennelly. Like, it seems like there's that confluence of learning a lot on the job with what you've been able to do and all of your successes and accolades, but also getting to work alongside people who have legendary runs that they're on as well.
Yeah, well, you know, sparring Jimmy Sweeney, you know, my last camp, I've not sparred him in this one, but you know, you learn a lot from him. But yeah, I have sparred really good people, you know, and I've learned a lot from them all. And when I go to different gyms, wherever I go, like, I'll always learn from them, and I learn from my mistakes, what I've done. And each fight as well, I always change my style. Like, I can come out on back foot, I can come out of pressure, I can do anything. So, and I've got the perfect game plan anyway for all these opponents ready, so I've been for a bit of a shock, hopefully.
Yeah, for sure. And just kind of briefly wanted to touch on the experience of fighting with BYB, because I think I've been developing more and more of an appreciation for really just how different the experience can be in a lot of regards. Because like BKB does like the same day weigh-ins versus like, you know, the day before, you know, BYB. So like some of the size dynamics of the guys is different. Obviously the Mighty Trigon BYB uses is different than BKB's ring. Like, what did you notice from that experience? Like, was it a great deal different competing at BYB 13 and all?
It's completely different. You're going into like home ground, you know, complete different rule set. Like you say, with a weight cut, you know, they do like to cut a lot of weight, you know, Americans as well, and English do, but I'm used to fighting the same day weighing. I went in there with a walk around, you know, and then obviously Desmond, he's cut a lot of weight, and he was a big lad on the day, and I felt his shots, you know what I mean? Also, I like to get in close sometimes when we had movement. I couldn't do that in there because he ruined it, grabbing back at Edward Clinch and uppercuts, you know, it's just different. It's completely different to Queensbury boxing rules.
Yeah, and you've had some interesting experiences too, just talking about like different rule sets. Like, I found it interesting that you had an MMA debut a bit earlier this year. Like, what was that whole experience like? Like, obviously it didn't necessarily, you know, pan out in the a singular fight, but
an MMA fight, you know, I've done MMA, like I've had two in past, but they've been more stand up, you know, like I've won one by knockout, again ground game, and I took this pro MMA fight on, I think it was about 3 days notice, against a kid from Kazakhstan, I think he terms that a Khabib gym or something. And I said, I'll take it, no problem. And I knew if it went to floor, you know, I've got no wrestling background. You know what I mean? As Eric Olsen says as well, you've got no wrestling, you're fucked, and it's true. You can be the hardest person in the world at stand-up. And once you get to that floor, you fucked it. But I did all right, stood up, you know, because I've got a Thai background, you know. I was doing all right, stood up, got to the floor. I thought, I've no chance, you know what I mean, against a fucking lad with big cauliflower ears and that. I thought, I'll just cover up and, you know, I'm not taking damage. So I thought, I'm not going to even try to do all. I ain't got a clue what to do on floor. There's not really can do. But yeah, MMA is not my thing, you know. So I'm a stand-up guy. I like to stand and bang.
Okay, so it's just the circumstance of it being kind of a short-notice opportunity, and you were just sort of like, oh, hey, I'll try that out.
Yeah, I'll fight any man. You put Mike Tyson in front of me, I'll fight him, don't care what rules. I'll give it a go and I'll never give in, do you know what I mean? I'll fight.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, that gameness definitely, you know, comes across in everything you do and whatnot, and it seems like you've been, yeah, just doing a lot of, you know, great stuff in the sport so far. Like, how does it feel to kind of be like back under the, you know, BKB banner for this one? Like, we were talking before about the crossover between the two companies. Like, do you almost prefer the rule set? And I mean, you're kind of coming back for an interesting tournament field and stuff like that and all. Like,
obviously, you know, we train boxing. I didn't really train or clinch when I went to America or that, you know. So, I've after that loss in America, I actually had a boxing match. A normal, like, unlicensed when I won that, you know, first round knockout. I think it was like 10, 15 seconds. You know, then I got onto Aaron McCallum. And I was just easing back into it, you know, after that loss. And when you do have a loss, it puts you down, you come back stronger.
Yeah, and like I was kind of saying before, I think this road to Thailand field is so interesting, just with, like, you know, it being drawn on the day at the press conference and stuff like that. And it's two fights, 5 rounds each, and the two winners getting to fight the final in Thailand. Like, what were your thoughts when this whole idea came your way? Like, were you game for it? Like, did it sound kind of exciting in a way? Like, I mean, drawing on the day at the press conference is a very interesting facet for sure.
Jim Ojo ring me, asked me to fight any what rules, BYB, anything. I'll say, yeah, I'm not even that bothered who it is. You know, I'm not bothered who get drawn on there, because I've already beat one of them in there. I know who he fights, the other two, Sonny and Aaron Sinclair, you know, game fighters, and I'll never underestimate anyone. It's bare knuckled, you know, but all I'm going to do is get me down and win. Bare knuckle, all can happen, one punch, you know what I mean? You can get caught. everything. So I'm not going to go, oh, I'm going to knock him out in first round, because I'm not that guy. I'm the humble guy, you know. So I'm just going to go in there, do what I do, and, you know, well, obviously I'm going there to win out, and I'm very, very confident I'll win all them.
Yeah, that almost answers a question that I had, just, like, speaking to your familiarity with the field. Like, you strike me as a guy that's, like, studious of the game and the division around you. So I feel like you'd be down to fight Sinclair, Lawson, Smith. Like, you're kind of just down for any of those opponents and are kind of familiar heading in.
Yeah, I know what I'm in for against them all. You know, I've studied them all, seen them all. They'll be training hard, won't they? Or Scott, they'll be wanting to beat me in there because I'm and without being big-headed, I'm the biggest name in there. You know, I'm the champion. You know, so they're going to be training. They want to be taking me out. So I know all them will be thinking of me. Like, that's what they'll be training for, really. Lawson, game as they come, I don't care who says anything about his record. That man can fight. He's been the distance with everyone in my weight division. And he's one man not to underestimate as well, is Lawson.
Yeah, I just love how much BKB does, like, the prize fighter tournaments and different things like that. So, is it cool to kind of be part of something like that? And I guess the second part of the question, is it cool to, you'll be doing this fight in Thailand, like a lot of fighters? Well, I mean, not this fight in particular, but just the finals kind of being positioned there. Like, is there a certain sense of that being very exciting too? I guess I'm curious about the inclusion in the prize fighter tournament culture, and then also the ideal of getting to the finals and fighting in Thailand dynamic.
Yeah, well, that means world to anyone, you know, fighting in Thailand, you know, in the final. And it's somewhat different as well from a, you know, prize fighter. Yeah, it's just somewhat different. Instead of defending my belts, I've vacated my belt just to do, well, not just to do this prize fighter. I just thought, you know, there's other lads there in my way who want to go for the British title. People deserve it, you know what I mean? I can't keep defending it all the time, defend it, you know. I've already defended it a couple of times now, and I just want to move on to bigger things, you know, and let the other people have that opportunity.
Yeah, you say move on to bigger things. Like, I've been seeing some interviews, and it seems like that bigger thing would represent a fight with Barry Jones. Like, it seems like you'd ideally want to fight with him and then maybe, you know, chase world titles and other weight divisions. Is that kind of what you're looking at? Is that what you mean specifically with big goals?
Well, yeah, like, I'm trying a different weight division now. Well, I am going up weight because I usually fight at 73, but I do walk around at this weight what I spar at, and usually have to drop a couple of kilo anyway, so I think I'll be a lot better and stronger at this weight. But like you say, with Barry Jones, anyone, I won't call anyone out. Jim rings me, that's who I fight, who I'm fighting, no problem, I'll fight him. I don't go calling people out, you know, I leave that to the big bosses to deal with.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I wouldn't even mean that in, like, a disrespectful way. Like, that shout out wasn't necessarily even something that I took as, like, banter or anything negative, but
no, I don't. Like you said, with Barry, you know, I'll never turn a fight down. If I got to fight Barry, I'll fight him, do you know what I mean? I'm not bothered.
Well, that's just it. I mean, I was seeing you had a post a couple months ago talking about how you had 7 belts across boxing as well as BKB and K1. So you strike me as a guy that's just always looking to fight whoever, like, the best in the sport is. And a lot of people think Barry Jones is that, like, number one pound for pound guy in BKB and one of the better pound for pound in the sport.
Of course he is. He's the best, isn't he? He's the best in the world. You know, he's beat everyone. So yeah, I wouldn't mind having a shot at it. Obviously he's got the world title on it, so after this prize fight, you know, I wouldn't mind fighting for a world title. So whoever's got it, you know, I wouldn't mind fighting him.
And I'm kind of curious about this because obviously you represent Leeds well, and I was seeing that you were actually, you know, on that road to, you know, cement yourself as, like, a world champion, and did so and became the city's first British champion. Like, how much importance does that have to you? Like, is that something that really fires you up, just being able to represent and kind of be part of history in that regard?
Yeah, of course. Like I said, with Leeds first, local champion, you know, and I'm known for it around Leeds, so you know, I've done that and I want to make history again. You know, get a world title, win this prize fighter. They're my goals. So, yeah. I obviously met my city proud, met Leeds proud.
Yeah, it seems like you're looking to be active as well. Like, are things kind of falling in place well in that regard? Like, especially being part of a tournament, too. It seems like tournaments are also good at facilitating, like, a consistent, like, defined schedule for the fighters. Is that kind of how you're feeling now, like, getting a good, you know, strength of schedule, getting out there competing regularly and all?
Yeah, like I've already said to Joe, I want to fight in September as well. I want to fight July, September. I'll fight all year. You know, I enjoy it. You know, it's part of my life now. You know what I mean? BKB. I'm gonna be the next Sean Jones. That's how I say. You know, I want to be the bare knuckle legend like Sean Jones, Jimmy Sweeney. You know, all them lads.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like you have a lot of interesting people you'd like to test skills against. And I mean, Jimmy Sweeney, kind of, you know, an interesting name. It just seems like such a great time for, you know, BKB overall and everything. Like, they've been in the game for so long now. Like, they've been the most active in the modern era and stuff like that. Like, how does it feel to kind of be carving out your own individual legacy, but sort of seeing the growth of BKB over the years as well?
Yeah, it's good there. You know, I've been with him. I made my debut against Lafferty, and I'm getting there. I'm getting to the veteran now. I like Jimmy Sweeney. There's Podmore Canelli. You know, there's quite a lot of them who people don't understand. Like the veteran, like Daniel Podmore. You know, he's been with BKB a long time. Do you know what I mean? As well, Jimmy Sweeney's been there from day one. With Sean George. You know, and that's what I want to be. I'm gonna be like fighting like 30 fights not soon.
Yeah, I mean, you've definitely been doing a great job of kind of carving out your own individual legacy. But yeah, those guys are definitely legends, no doubt. But I mean, yeah, it's been great getting to have you on, man. I appreciate all the different insights. I guess one of the last things I wanted to kind of touch on, though, because you've experienced across quite a few combat sports now, like I was touching on with kickboxing before, but also Muay Thai. Like, I'm curious, like, what you do differently in your training camps for bare knuckle versus some of these other sports. Like, obviously the kicking and some of those things are removed, but like, what kind of, I guess, specific differences even in the striking exist? And do you do certain, like, hand conditioning, like punching the different poles and, you know, grabbing sand and stuff?
You know, we do in the pads and that, you know, with no knuckles. I condition your hands on wall and that outside my house and stuff, you know. My hands are fucked anyway, but they're solid, you know. They've punched a few fucking skulls life, do you know what I mean? And like you say, with a Thai boxing background as well, all you throw in there is power, do you know, Thai boxing, everything's power. So that mixed up with the boxing is deadly, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, just kind of interesting how a lot of this gels together, because in that interview I was just sort of referencing there, it looks like you're kind of eyeballing a possible bare-knuckle Muay Thai fight in Thailand after this prize fighter final, so that could be very intriguing as well.
Yeah, well, that's me, definitely my plan, win this prize fighter, and maybe a couple of days after, how I am, do a bare-knuckle Thai boxing match, or a left away with elbows, headbutts, you know. That's my plan anyway. Win the prize fight at Thailand, and a few days after, have a few drinks and just fucking do a bare knuckle Thai fight.
I was gonna say, is that under the BKB banner, or what are we thinking for that? Because that sounds kind of interesting.
No, well, BKB. Well, if there's no bare knuckle boxing, I'm sure Jim and Joe won't mind me fighting in Thailand. You know, if it's a Thai boxing show. With no gloves on, kick punches and elbows, then, you know, it's Thai boxing, isn't it? With no gloves, it's not bare knuckle boxing, so hopefully we can get away with it.
Yeah, that would be interesting for sure, just considering, like, I was talking about just all the different combat sports you've been in. Like, I feel like it would give great experience for something like that. I feel like we should see more of that, too. I feel like the bare knuckle Muay Thai sounds like a kind of fun idea, but I guess one of the last things I wanted to touch on here while I still had you, I kind of found it funny your backstory on the nickname The Mute. Just apparently you got so drunk you couldn't even talk. Like, who kind of gave you the nickname, and what was the, I guess, like, Origin.
It was Smudger Smith and James Kennelly. Don't give me that name, the mute. Like, I think I drunk a full bottle of gin, it was. Then got to 02. I meant to be cornering Smudge, and I was just absolutely wasted, you know. And I never even drink, really, apart from, you know, like, on good events. And yeah, I got called a mute from that because I couldn't even talk. I was fucking gone.
Yeah, so that's not like a regular thing for you then? Like, you're not sending her quite as much? Like, that was sort of a one-off kind of thing?
Yeah, I don't really drink mead, you know, in my camps. I'm very strict in that, so it's just like on special occasions, you know, if I'm not in a fight camp, I'll go out and have a blowout now and then, like everyone else does.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, though. It sort of has, like, a certain sense of mystery to it. Like, if you don't know the backstory to it, it's like, oh, the mute. Like, what's going on there with that guy?
Yeah, I know. A lot of people do ask me why you call the mute, and I can't be asked telling them, so I'll just mute people and knock them out in fights.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. Definitely works for sure. Seems like a flexible kind of thing, but I appreciate you, you know, coming on and given such great insights, man. Definitely excited for, you know, what's to come with this Road to Thailand tournament and everything. And I mean, definitely some great insights to be had, and looking forward to, you know, seeing what pans out with this, you know, field and everything like that. But definitely want to be considerate of your time and schedule too, Scott. So, you know, in saying that, is there any parting thought you might want to add as we're kind of wrapping up here, man?
I don't even know what to say. I'm just going to not fuck out of them all and get to Thailand. That's what I'm doing. That's my plan. I'll see you on the 29th of July. That's all I'm saying, you know. So, I don't want to talk anything anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely sounds like a good plan, and it's definitely a great field of talent here as the Road to Thailand four-man tournament gets going, and definitely excited to check that out at BKB 33, like you said, going down on July the 29th. I feel like any of these matchups would be exciting, whether it's Aaron Sinclair, Johnny Lawson, or Sonny Smith. So just looking forward to seeing how all of that pans out. But just again, wanted to reiterate that I appreciate you coming on the show and giving the great time and insight, Scott. You have a good rest of your day, man, and looking forward to checking out the fight when it goes down.
Yeah, nice. And like I said, respect to anyone who fights bare knuckle. All of us, you know what I mean, in the prize fighter. I'm really looking forward to it. Can't wait.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to checking it out myself. But until then, you have a good day, man. And again, thank you for the time.
No problem. Thanks a lot, mate. Take care.